The magnificent ruins of Persepolis, symbol of the first flowering of Persia 2,500 years ago, lie among desert mountains at the edge of a great fertile valley. The Gate of Peace of ancient Apadana Palace manifests the influence of the faith of Zoroaster, a faith which created new values for human life in the Achaemenian Empire. Centuries later, southwest of abandoned Persepolis, there arose a new city, Shiraz, destined for an undreamed-of crown. Shiraz, city of the poets Hafez and Sa'di, mother of Persian genius and sanctuary of poetry and philosophy. Shiraz, place of singular mosques, built in expression of the Shia doctrine of Islam. Shiraz, where mansions set in the midst of splendid gardens confirm that it is the home of Persian culture. But a simple house with an upper room in a quiet corner of this old city is more important by far than any of the great mansions. All Baha'is shall visit here, for God has ordained for those who are able that they shall go on pilgrimage to this very house of the Blessed Bab. This is the house of Sayyid Ali Muhammad, the primal point, the martyr prophet and herald, whose day every prophet hath announced.
And when, obeying the command of pilgrimage, the believer approaches Shiraz from the north through the Allahu Akbar Pass, at that first view he may cry out, "God is most great," at the exceeding beauty of the city. At that place too, the pilgrim may utter with fervor his prayer of tribute to that blessed city, as the Persian Baha'is have done for generations. The Spirit of God and His splendor, and the glory of God and His praise, rest upon thee, O thou the city of God, the habitation of His names, the repository of His attributes, the fountainhead of the outpourings of His grace, the source of His bounties, and the dawning place of His effulgent splendors, which have encompassed the entire creation. I bear witness that out of the bosom of thy soil hath shone forth the One who is the primal point, the beauteous image of the ever-abiding, the mystery of His ancient eternity, the all-embracing Word of God, His irrevocable decree, and His well-guarded secret. The Gate of the Quran is a fitting entry into Shiraz, for was not the promise Ga'en manifested therein? The room above the gate enshrines a massive Quran, placed there to bring the blessing of peace and the knowledge of the will of God to those entering the city. Beyond the gate spreads Shiraz, an expanse of low buildings. In their midst, the sacred house, where began the supreme spiritual drama of our time.
In the year 60, 1844, from the port of Bushehr on the Persian Gulf, came another pilgrim, afoot, guided by spiritual intuition, to Shiraz. In this spot, where yesterday stood the Khazaroon Gate, Mullah Hossein Abushruyeh, met a youth of radiant countenance, Sayyid Ali Muhammad, and was invited to his home. Walking through the crooked streets, they passed by the Ilkhani Mosque, where Mullah Hussein's brother and nephew awaited him. Traversing the narrow cobbled lanes of the obscure Shamshirgaran quarter, they came to the door of a modest house. At a knock, an Ethiopian servant opened the door, whereupon the Bab, addressing his guest, uttered the Quranic verse, "Enter therein in peace, secure."
Today, the pilgrim passes the door, and, rounding the corner, enters a dwelling which has been prepared to receive the pilgrims to the house. The pilgrim emerges into its courtyard. He crosses to a door which pierces the far wall, glimpsing for the first time the charming small court of the Blessed Bab's house. At this wondrous threshold, some of the friends, giving thanks for the bounty of attainment to this sacred spot, may even wish to bend in homage or kiss the shallow sill. The courtyard of the Bab's house is tiny, with a diminutive pool and an old orange tree planted by the Bab himself. On three sides are the rooms of a simple U-shaped dwelling. In the corner at the left is the household well, which still supplies cool, sweet water. Standing at that threshold, with a feeling of unutterable joy, one's eyes turn upward to the fateful upper room where, long ago, the Bab entertained his honored guest. Across the narrow court and up three steps, into the side hallway, at the left is the room of the Bab's widowed mother, empty save for a lingering memory of her presence. To the right of the hallway, the Bab's narrow sitting room opens onto the courtyard through ceiling-high windows. Adjacent is the interior living room once occupied by the Bab's beloved wife, Khadija Khanum. The back stairway is steep and narrow, typical of Persian houses of that day. But it rises to the place of revelation. At the doorway of the room, the pilgrim may pause, as do the Persian believers, to recite a prayer revealed for this holy place.
Ashhadu bilisani wa nafsi.
I testify with my tongue and my soul, with all my heart and my limbs, that this is the spot before which all the denizens of his kingdom and beyond them the inhabitants of the realm of creation bow down in adoration. This is the spot where every day the inmates of the Crimson Chambers sweep the threshold clean and the company of his favored angels dust it with their locks of spirit.
Through this door, the Bab entered and made his learned and esteemed guest at home. Seating themselves, the Bab poured the water for Mullah Hussein's ablutions, then offered him a refreshing beverage and himself prepared the tea, after which they shared evening prayers. About an hour after sunset, the Bab began to give to Mullah Hussein the proofs that he was that man of unsurpassed holiness whose cause would be initiated by none other than the Lord of the Age. Beneath this ceiling sat the two young men, he who was the new revealer and he who was the first disciple. On that lamplit evening, the Blessed Bab presented clear proofs of his mission and confirmed the teachings of Sheikh Ahmad and Sayyid Kazem. In that room, he revealed what was to become the initial chapter of his first, greatest, and mightiest work, the Qayyum ul Asma. This commentary on the Surah of Joseph from the Quran predicted the divine Joseph, who was soon to fulfill the promise of God. On that night of nights, at the third hour after sunset, God's new manifestation broke bread with his disciple, and the night fled away to dawn in the outpouring of the new revelation. It was the dawn of arousal of all men from their spiritual slumbers, the hour when the voice of Gabriel from the tongue of Mullah Hussein cried out, "Awake, for lo, the morning light is broken, and the promised one is come." Then, as daybreak became sunrise, Mullah Hussein, the Babul Bab, the gate of the gate, transformed, bemused, left his beloved, and descended the nine steps up which he had come the night before, that supernal night which marked the coming of a new spiritual age. At the foot of the stairs, he stepped through the door into the humdrum street. The great adventure of a new faith was begun, utterly compelling, gloriously dangerous, at stake the future of mankind.
For the pilgrim too, all else is afterward. He feels one with that Ethiopian servant of long ago, whose room is the humble memory of a life transformed by service to the Blessed Bab. Taking a last look about the courtyard to fix it in his mind forever, the pilgrim reluctantly departs, illumined, brimming, but bereft. His heart will forever thereafter focus upon the upper room of that small house whence issued the first blast of the trumpet, sounded by the primal point from which have been generated all things. Walking slowly away from that silent door in its drab, faceless lane, the pilgrim has a further purpose: to feel the life of that great one in the city of his birth. In this now dilapidated house nearby, once lived the Bab, deprived of his father in infancy, but sheltered and reared by his pious and respected uncle, Haji Mirza Sayyid Ali. The living room of the house is richly fashioned, and it is the place where perhaps the Bab received for the first time certain of the letters of the living. The stained glass windows are joyously colorful, typical of this house of beauty and taste. But in it lived also piety and love for the proper nurture of the young Ali Muhammad. The school which he attended briefly under the tutorship of the learned Sheikh Abed has now been converted to a mosque. Through the Vakil Bazaar, the Bab, during his young manhood, was wont to walk to the shop which he shared with his uncle. Near the shrine of Shah Cheragh, the Bab's beloved wife, Khadija, was buried in November 1882. In the vicinity of the place called Bibi Dokhtaran was buried the infant Ahmad, the only child of the blessed Bab and Khadija. The pilgrim may see the Ilkhani Mosque, where many of the letters of the living were housed during their 40-day-long search for the Promised One. At the mosque, he remembers Muhammad Ali of Barfurush, entitled Quddus, the last, the youngest, but the greatest of them all. Shiraz's lovely mosques embody the spirit of Shia expectation of the return of the 12th Imam, the Ga'em, who finally came in accordance with prophecy. Near this fortress, he, upon his return from pilgrimage to Mecca, was maltreated by the vicious governor, Hussein Khan. In the Aki Karim Khani, he was struck and upbraided, but shielded from grievous harm by the Imam Jum'i. At the college and mosque of Bakil, and from the steps of this very pulpit, the Bab refuted his enemies and validated his claims. All too soon, the pilgrim must depart from this city, made holy by the Bab's declaration of his mission. Too soon, the pilgrim passes again through the Quran gate toward Tehran, as once Mullah Hussein passed through on his mission from the Bab. Leaving Shiraz for Tehran, that he might discover God's mystery, Baha'u'llah, the Qayyum, that most great one who will arise, for whom the Bab was the forerunner.
Pilgrimage to the house of the Bab in Shiraz is the privilege of every Baha'i. There began the new dispensation through which God hath proved the hearts of the entire company of his messengers and prophets. Verily, this is the spot where he who is the God of mercy hath unveiled his beauty, and having established himself upon the throne of forgiveness, he hath passed judgment upon all the peoples of the earth according to his good pleasure. Verily, he is potent to do what he desireth. He ordaineth whatsoever he pleaseth, and doeth what he willeth.
وَيَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ.